The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the context of the forthcoming October budget 2026, a group have come together, campaign group called IDIT, End Discrimination in Inheritance Tax for Childless Citizens. And one of its chief spokespersons is James Sexton. And he joins us from that group now, basically saying that people who don't have sons or daughters of their own would like to be able to give by way of inheritance after their death or to gift in their lifetime some assets the same way as a parent could do to their son or daughter, to their nephew or niece. And James joins us on the line. First of all, maybe you tell us your own situation, please, James.
Hello, Ivan. Hi. I'm married to Sheila, and we don't have a family of our own, but we do have a family of loved ones. We married in our 40s. And when we got married, obviously, we were advised at the time to make our wills. And then we discovered that the inheritance tax rules treat parents very differently to that of childless citizens. Now, Sheila and I were not able to pass tax-free the same amount of our fully taxed assets to our loved ones as that afforded to parents. Parents can pass assets up to $400,000 tax-free to each of their children, while Sheila and I were only permitted to pass assets up to $40,000 tax-free to each of our loved ones. Well, that's obviously 10 times less. And we believe that to be discriminatory and inequitable, and we believe it needs to change. Now, we're most definitely not even advocating for anything to be removed from parents and their children. Instead, we are simply advocating for equality and an end to the discrimination that's faced by all citizens without children.
Okay. And so therefore, who do you want to confer this benefit upon? Is it based on blood relative, consanguinity, or what?
Anyone. We want to be treated exactly the same. We should have the same degree of control over our fully taxed assets as all parents. So, for example, this discrimination and inequality will impact all your childless listeners and their loved ones. And that's a very sizable cohort of the adult population. And we're not talking, Ivan, about a few thousand euro in inheritance taxes for our loved ones. We're talking about tens of thousands of euro, and in many cases, hundreds of thousands of euro. So if we just consider, Ivan, a house that's valued at 300,000, that a childless person wants to pass to a nephew or niece upon death. Now, that nephew or niece will have an inheritance tax bill to pay of 85,800 euro within 12 months. And that home will almost certainly have to be sold, often against the wishes of the deceased owner. But a parent leaving the same home valued at 300,000 to a child, there will be no tax to pay at all. And that all assumes as well that the childless person wants to leave their home to a relative. And that's not at all certain either, Ivan. You might want to leave the home to a neighbour, a carer, or a friend who has done more for you in your lifetime than perhaps any family member or relative. In which case, that so-called stranger in law, what a horrible term that is, can only inherit 20,000 tax-free. So that special friend, carer, or neighbour will actually end up with a tax bill of 92,400. Now, these are absolutely enormous amounts of money. It would take most people a quarter or more of their entire working life to save that kind of money. And again, the inherited home will almost certainly have to be sold to pay the tax. How does that in any way help to alleviate the housing crisis that's faced by younger people in their 20s and 30s?
Now, some people, James, on the left, argue in a completely different direction. They say total inheritance tax receipts are less than 1% of the total tax take. This is privilege reinforced into the next generation. We should all treat every newborn equally, not on the basis of if their uncle or auntie or father or mother is a rich person. What about that, that you're actually reinforcing privilege?
Well, respectfully, Ivan, that's a question that really should be asked of the politicians. That's not a question that we can answer. We're just calling for equality and an end to the discrimination that all childless citizens face.
Okay.
If we take, for example, if we just move on for a moment, Ivan, just, you know, in terms of the tax reliefs that are available to owners of agricultural and business assets, and you'll enjoy this bit, Ivan. If you take a farmer with a farm worth 1 million euro who wants to pass it on to a child, that child, for whatever reason unknown to us, will get 90% tax relief. Inheritance tax will only be due on the 100,000 euro. So the child ends up with a tax bill of 33,000, and the farm obviously gets to remain within the family. However, if I had 1 million euro in the bank, and I hasten to add I don't, and I wanted to leave that to a nephew now or when I die, he would have an inheritance tax bill of 316,800. And why?
Okay.
Because I'm not a farmer or the owner of any business assets.
I'm aware of agricultural relief and how it might be.
How can that make any sense, Al?
Yeah. Okay.
How can that possibly, Ivan, make any sense?
Final question, because we're coming up against news. What response have you got from the politicians on your campaign so far?
All the politicians are aware of it. I suppose really, rather than speaking about the politicians today, what I really want to impress upon is what your childless listeners can do. And that's quite simple. It just takes one phone call or one email to each of their public representatives, alongside the Taoiseach, Minister Donoghue, the Tánaiste, and Minister Foley, who is actually the Minister for equality in this country. You know, I suggest that you or Pat perhaps invite the Taoiseach, Minister Donoghue, the Tánaiste, and Minister Foley onto your show and to ask these questions of them. Of course, they should be held to account on these matters in the Dáil, but unfortunately, that's not happening.
Okay.
And we spent an entire year trying to obtain answers from each of them to our discriminatory concerns, but without success. And this is obviously an issue that is very firmly on the political agenda now.
All right, James Sexton, you've heard his case for reform in the budget. Thank you for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.